You are all fair, my love. Song of Solomon 4, verse 7. Christ says to his church, there is no spot in you, because he cleansed her with his blood. He gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, 25-27. If you're saved, your response should be, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61, 10. You wear his perfect righteousness. The Apostle Paul said, I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11, 2. Saints should maintain lives befitting a betrothed bride. Christ sees us as his perfect wife. It's his own perfection he sees, for the holiness, glory, and beauty of his church are his own glorious garments that he placed on her. You have one great commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Mark 12, 30. If we have no guilt regarding our betrothal to him, we shouldn't fear the day we appear before him to be judged. 2 Corinthians 5, 10. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4, 16-19. Remember that first love when you stumble and repent, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6.